Good luck with that plan, Susie. Track 4. Andy Greaves talks to multi-paralympic medalist Jessica Jane Applegate, MBE, who will once again be flying the flag for Great Britain and Norfolk at this summer's Games in Tokyo.
Just 11 days after her 16th birthday, Jessica Jane Applegate, MBE, was thrust into the limelight when she won a gold medal in the 200-metre freestyle event at the London 2012 Paralympic Games. The City of Norwich swimmer, who was born in Great Yarmouth on the 22nd of August 1996, followed that success up 4 years later with silver medals in the 200-metre individual medley and 200-metre freestyle, plus a 100-metre backstroke bronze at the Paralympics in Rio. But for all her career high points, there have also been struggles for the 24-year-old from Burghcastle. Jessica Jane, who was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder as a child, recalls an overwhelming experience at Buckingham Palace in 2013. On the back of having been appointed Member of the Order of the British Empire in the 2013 New Year Honours for services to swimming, the youngster came close to departing the palace without her MBE. "I found aspects of the palace visit difficult with my condition, my learning difficulty, my autism," says Jessica Jane. "It was very overwhelming. I was only 16 at the time. I didn't like strangers or strange situations. I remember people at the palace asking my mum and everyone else with me to go one way and for me to go another, so I could go off and learn how to curtsy. It didn't seem like they were going to back down, and at that point I said I'd be happy to go home without my MBE. They eventually backed down and the Queen's head butler and my mum walked me through the ceremony preparations." If ever a year has typified Jessica Jane's wonderful highs and challenging lows to date, it has to be 2016. Just 9 weeks before that year's Paralympics in Rio, she underwent surgery on a collapsed throat. While many wouldn't have even contemplated a long-haul flight and competing in the biggest of sporting occasions so soon after, the Norfolk swimmer travelled to South America and came back with 3 medals. But her euphoria was to turn to disappointment a few months later when she received the news her funding was to be cut by almost 50%. 2016 was quite a year, smiles Jessica Jane. "As well as the throat surgery, I got a prolapsed disc in my back when I returned to training. To even make it to the Paralympics that year was an achievement, let alone to win 3 medals. In terms of the funding, I've done a lot of fundraising since 2016 to get myself to a place where we can get by, where there are enough funds to make what I do viable. I'm not at the level financially I was before, but we just about manage." The current pandemic has also posed a problem for Jessica Jane, with only a few elite use only swimming pools across the country remaining open during the various lockdowns, and her usual training facility at the University of East Anglia's sports park currently unavailable due to refurbishment work, her outlook on her medal prospects for this summer's Paralympic Games have shifted. "This time last year, I'd have been like, right, I'm getting a gold medal," says Jessica Jane. "I was on top form last year, prior to the pandemic, but things have changed for everyone. In the third lockdown, I was given the opportunity by British Swimming to go and train in Manchester. But I felt for my mental health, I couldn't just move my life to Manchester and be stuck in a hotel room for who knows how long. It wasn't for me, so I turned it down. I stayed home and trained the best I could without access to a pool. More recently, I've trained at Riverside Leisure Centre and Hewitt School in Norwich. They aren't full-size Olympic pools, but that hasn't bothered me. I've just been happy to be in the water." While she might be playing down her medal chances at Tokyo, Jessica Jane need only look to her past Paralympic performances to remind herself of what she is capable of, against the odds often. At London 2012, for example, she came from third position in her last turn to clinch gold in the final 5 metres of the 200-metre freestyle final. "My big memory of that whole Games is my final turn in that 200-metre final, and it was the first and only time I've ever noticed the noise of the crowd when I've been competing," adds Jessica Jane. "I didn't know what place I was in when I turned because I couldn't see the board, but I could hear the cheering. I could hear people stamping their feet. It was incredible." Success for Jessica Jane at Tokyo this summer would be celebrated widely, not least at her first swimming club, Lowestoft and Alton Broad. "It was my mum who introduced me to swimming lessons, with the idea of burning off some of my energy," says Jessica Jane. "I'd always loved being in the water, but it was when I was around the age of 10 or 11 when my mum got me doing proper swimming lessons there. Funnily enough, I wasn't interested in competing in races until many years later. Even when I won gold at the Paralympics in 2012, it just felt like another event to me. It's only years later I look back and realise it was pretty cool. The Paralympics will be staged between the 24th of August and 5th of September.